Right. Well, you mentioned Getafe. So they lost to Real Sociedad. Isak's goal. Another red card for Bordalas. Now, amongst our Patreons, Jackie got into, basically said he wouldn't be sad to see the back of Bordalas because he's brought nothing to La Liga other than, you know that the brand of did he say Thuggery? I can't remember if he said Thuggery. I'm sorry, Jackie, if I'm misquoting you. But there are lots of people who don't care if Bordalas goes, despite having revitalized a club like Getafe. And he's certainly under pressure, and he's looking like a man under pressure as well.
Yeah, this is his second red card in three games, isn't it?
Yeah, and he was in the stand for the middle one. So.
Yeah, and I felt for him on this one, actually, again. I mean, he was out of the technical area. It's the last minutes of the game, the ball going down the touchline. He was irate about a challenge from Carlos Fernandez just a minute or so before that. And I have to be honest, it was a nasty challenge. Mm. Carlos Fernandez left his foot in and it could have been a red card. So he was irate from that. He was berating Carlos Fernandez, hence the reason. And then when the ball runs down the touchline, I'm not sure if it went out of play, but he's out of his technical area. He wants his team to get on with it. It's their throw. If it's gone out, he steps on and controls the ball, doesn't he? Tackles and Baron Achea. And then Carlos Fernandez gets involved. Carlos Fernandez was the aggressor, I thought. He obviously heard Bordalas slagging him off about the challenge. And he came across and got involved and pointed his finger in Bordalas's face, who swiped it away. I thought the referee acted in haste, if I'm being honest on that one. I thought Carlos Fernandez was as much to blame. If he hadn't come across 40, 50 yards to have a row, Bordalas wouldn't have had a row.
There's a slightly higher standard for managers, though, isn't there? And I think rightly, though, isn't it? I think, it's hard to send a player off because you're affecting the game. So you've got to be certain. But if a manager is on the pitch, it's a red card, isn't it?
But did he get sent off for the argument with Carlos Fernandez or encroaching the pitch to...
I suspect encroaching. I think then it's straightforward.
Then that's straightforward. Yeah. I've got a problem with that. It's just the two people having an argument, of which the person that started it, I think, got a yellow card, and the manager who, reacted, retaliated to the provocation from Carlos Fernandez got a red card. But I guess encroaching on the pitch, if the ball hadn't gone out of play, and then getting involved, probably leads to an obvious sending to the empty stands at the Coliseum. But no, you can tell he's under pressure. From Getafe's point of view, it's four games without a goal, and the last three, they haven't had a shot on target. But in this game, he did revert back to type, and against really good opponents in Real Sociedad, who were finding form again, I actually thought there was hope for Getafe in this match. Real Sociedad knew they'd been in a battle. The performance from Getafe was more like what we've become associated with Bordalas and his team. The selection was more regular as well. So I think there was one or two signs that Getafe, realise they're in a fight against relegation. But now they've got to try and find some confidence. I suggest in the next game, whoever it is they're playing, they get the ball forward as quickly as possible and someone has a bloody shot goal in the first 5 minutes. Just because that's a poor stat, three games on the trot. Without a shot on target. I think Aaron Burry come closest with an in-swinging free kick. There was a cross that the goalkeeper had to come out and collect. That was the closest they looked to actually getting a shot on target, but that was a cross. So they do need to, to up their game. And it's going to be done without their manager. I don't know how long his ban's going to be this time. I mean, two in three games is, you would imagine, has to be more than the one-game ban that managers normally get. It might help if he's not screaming and shouting on the touchline. It might help the players just to show a little bit more composure. But a good win for Real Sociedad. Isak, I think, 6 goals in his last 5 games. He scored in all 5. They're playing better. A good confidence boosting result going into the match against Manchester United, which I can't wait to see. I think that'd be really fascinating to see how this young group of players at Real Sociedad cope with playing against, one of the biggest clubs in Europe, albeit not in their own stadium and not in a packed Old Trafford. So that might help Real Sociedad over the two ties. But certainly two games I'm looking forward to seeing, and David Silva back for Real Sociedad in the Catan for those two big matches.
So how will La Real approach that game, Terry, against Manchester United? United, very notoriously strong on the break, but also do have talented players in midfield as well. If you know Bruno Fernandes, particularly in good form at the moment. So it's a difficult game all the way round, isn't it, for Real Sociedad?
Yeah, and for Manchester United, I make it a really, you know, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And I think Manchester United, rightly so, they will have the ego that they're playing one of the smaller clubs in La Liga. And they will believe, Manchester United, that they will have the ball, dominate the ball. So that might have to be something that, you know, the Real Sociedad might surprise them with. That you know, Real Sociedad will want possession of the ball as well. Mm. In an ideal world, if you're Manchester United, you'd think, right, we'll let Real Sociedad have possession and we'll hit them on the break. But I think Manchester United are too big a team and the personalities are too big to accept playing against one of the smaller ranked, lower ranked teams in Spain. I'm sure they've done their homework. It's not easy when the games are coming every 3 days for a club like Manchester United, and probably in until after the game at the weekend against West Brom, you know, Solskjaer and his coaching staff, people in the backgrounds might have done some work, but, you know, you can't start scouting as a manager, you know, two or three games ahead. But for Real Sociedad, this is, it's a massive occasion, massive event. They were delighted to get in the Europa League. And it's not the worst draw in the world for Real Sociedad. So, you know, if they get able to get beat by Manchester United, there'll be no criticism. So I think this, we're in for two really good games. It's a shame the fans are not in. Love to have seen the Real Arena and Old Trafford, you know, full up. Man United have had some good games against the lower ranked teams in Spanish football over the years. Athletic Bilbao, Celta Vigo in the Europa League. And I think Real Sociedad compare favourably to those two teams that gave United a run, you know, well, Athletic knocked them out and Celta gave them a run for their money. So I would be aware, if I was Manchester United, there are a significant amount of players in Real Sociedad's team, which is quite a strong statement, that could enhance Manchester United. So I think for that reason, my personal opinion, I think they're a little bit weaker at the back than they should be.
Yeah.
Particularly in centre of defence. So that might be a problem for Real Sociedad, something Manchester United could exploit.
So which players?
At Real Sociedad,
yeah,
I would say Oyarzabal is an obvious one.
Yeah,
I think young Baron Acheya. I think Zubimendi in midfield, who might not play in this game because Yarramendi is back. There's two good young fullbacks, Ahem Munoz. I mean, it's all younger players that, when I say, wouldn't go straight into the first team at United, but some, you know, some of these players mentioned United, I'm sure, are aware of. Mm. You know, that Isaac, you know, is in great form. So you're talking 3, 4, 5 players that, you know, would be of the quality as young players to be able to make a step up to play for, with all due respect, our favourite saying, a bigger club than Real Sociedad. So I think for that reason, I think it's a game that Manchester United, and they will be, you know, I'm sure the manager will be. And the coaching staff, but can they get that across to the players that just because it's not Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico or Sevilla, who beat them in the Europa League, these are a team to not fear, but to be respected. Januzaj, you know, might get an opportunity against his former team. He's in good form as well. And of course, David Silva knows, you know, what to expect when you play Manchester United. So I expect United to win it over two legs. But I'm also hoping for two really good legs of football.